Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's almost the end of July. I guess we got one more weekend after this one, Barbecue Bob. But man, is this summer flying by. Wasn't that long ago, seems like I was shoveling the dang driveway, and now all of a sudden it's 90 every day and humid. Thank goodness for the air conditioning. But you know what? This is a great time of year to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker or even a deep fryer, and have a little bit of fun, create some grill envy in your neighborhood. And what have you been doing along those lines, Barbecue Bob?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening to the Grilling Guys, it must be the weekend, so it's time to have fun, get your grill fired up, get a nice cold one, get something in the cooler, make sure you take inventory of all your good proteins you'll be throwing on the grill, get some veggies out, and just have some fun in your backyard or out in the woods, wherever you're at, on the beach. Get a grill fired up, get your smoker fired up, make people happy. That's what you're good at.
Yeah, and you know, the zucchinis are flying out of the gardens right now, and just, you know what, cut those things in long strips.
Yeah.
Marinate them a little bit in some just zesty Italian dressing. Throw them on the grill long enough to just get some grill marks.
That's all you
Super
need.
Super easy side yep. dish on the grill.
A little bit of heat.
And very, very good. But Barbecue Bob, you and I are feeding the masses this week. Right after the show, we both have gigs and going in different directions, but I'm going to be headed to a class reunion. We talked a little bit about this last week, but I'm going to tell you that the smoker's full right now. I've got four butts on and about 60 chicken thighs that are slow cooking, and we're going to have a little bit of fun this afternoon with the class of 76. So should be a lot of fun doing a 40-year class reunion for one of my buddies. But anyway, always fun to have a smoker full of food. It just gets me fired up and makes me feel like the weekend is absolutely here.
I had a great week. I smoked for Bandit Industries. They're in Remus.
Okay.
And they have a hunting lodge south of there, actually north of Edmore. And so it's like a community center. So I fed, I think, 500 people. Butts and brisket, great group of people. Put on a little venison class for a bunch of the enthusiasts there. We've got a huge audience up there. It's fantastic to see.
It's your home turf, baby.
Well, no, but it's no. I'm from further north, but I mean, it's our. I think WUPS must cover that territory very well because we have an avid group of listeners and rabid grill fans. So they were eager to taste some venison and do some shish kebabs. I did a little Charlie Jabor venison shish kebab on them.
Bless his heart. Yep.
Oh, and we had the brisket turned out perfect thanks to Sobey Meats. The butt was good. I mean, everybody seemed happy. Just a wonderful event. Bandit Industries, cool company. They got a ton of employees. They make wood chippers and all kinds of
the
stuff.
The big, like, ones that, like, the power yeah, company hauls behind their trucks and
all
stuff.
All that yeah? stuff. I didn't, you know, it wasn't really a product show, but I imagine their product line is quite large because they have a huge number of employees.
Yeah.
They feed a lot of families up there, and I helped them out. So that was lots of fun.
What was it, like their summer picnic or something? That they
yeah,
were doing?
Company
yeah.
party.
Yeah.
And they
yep.
got barbecue.
Very cool.
They didn't get Subways.
Yeah. Well, they reached out to us through the Grilling Guys Facebook, website
yep.
and Facebook.
Yep.
And so check us out on those. What are those addresses, Bob?
It's thegrillingguys.com. You can go to Facebook /thegrillingguys. You can follow me on Twitter if you like. It's Grilling Guy. And our website is a good resource because every show that we've done is posted on there in a podcast. It's an MP3 download. You can put it on. You can download a segment if you want to listen to it. There's a podcast symbol up in the corner, in the right corner of on the page. And if you want the show sent to your phone, we have a lot of people that subscribe to podcasts because Saturday morning at 8, they're working or they're at ball or they're in bed with mama. So we don't want to disrupt any of that. Get the podcast, throw it on your phone when you get some time on the subway or however you get to work and you want to listen to a couple of idiots, we're there for you.
Yeah, idiots on patrol. Here we are. We're ready to rock. But, you know, Bob, since the last time we talked with the listeners, we made a little sojourn down to our friends at Fen Valley. Every time I go down there, it just never ceases to amaze
me. That was a fun
me.
Trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you've never, been to a winery and you live in Michigan, shame on you.
Right. Because
we had a ton of them.
Yeah, we do. And these guys are near and dear to us. They've been with us a long time. But every time I go down there, the sheer magnitude of their operation
is ever expanding.
Is ever expanding. And if you get a chance, it's in Fenville, which is on the southwest side of the state. You're taking 196 like you're headed down to Benton Harbor, St. Yeah. Joe. And
it's just inland from Douglas.
Right.
Just south of Saugatuck a little bit. Just a beautiful, beautiful scenery, hills, views of Lake Michigan. I mean, what a cool place to go this time of year. And they have all kinds of events going on. Great place to take mama for a date.
Yeah, right. Excellent date place.
We didn't take any dates,
though.
No, that
we
was
didn't.
A mistake.
Nope, we took ourselves, yeah, but we came back with some wine.
Yeah, well, so isn't that weird?
Yeah, funny how that works. But these guys, they've got over 15 varietals that they make there. Some great summer wines. I know that the ladies like sweeter wines. They've got two or three varietals there that are almost a little too sweet for me. I prefer a little more dry wine, but
I'm really into the reds, and their Reserve Merlot last year and the year before, stellar. I mean, right up my alley for a Merlot.
Right.
I'm more of a Cab Sauv guy, so you got to kind of go to California, but they do have Cab Franc and some things close to a Cab Sauv.
And the cool part about that is if you go down there, obviously it's a tasting room, so you can try any of them. But they educate you as well while you're there. So if you are just learning about wine, they'll help you with this would be good with this kind of food, or the reason that it tastes like this is because of that, if you're interested.
Yeah.
If you want to just go down there and say, hey, man, I need a really good sweet red wine, they'll hook you up way, too.
Just go to fenvalley.com. Look at their website. Look at all the festivals coming up. They've got events going on there on the weekends. Almost every weekend there's something cool, bands, music. Cool things, the grape jams coming up, just lots of cool stuff going on. So good old partners of ours, and we're probably over-pitching them.
Well, you can't over-pitch the winery because you get to come away. And if you do get down there, take a little bit of extra time. They'll give you a tour. The cellars, you can't believe that all of this stuff that's underground.
It's gigantic.
Yeah.
It's like Independence Day or one of those Terminator when they go into that NORAD bunker.
Yeah.
It's gigantic underground. It's like, you know, you look at the building and then all of a sudden you get underground and it's like, wait a minute. This is like four times the size of the building. How can that be?
Yeah, right. And who got down there with a pickaxe and a shovel and made all that stuff happen? But it is cool. It's what you think a winery should be.
You know, I thought it would be good this week if we went through some cool grill accessories that you must have. And it's some of these are newer gadgets. Some of them been around for a while, but a lot of people don't know about them. And I just thought that it'd be a good time to get people's awareness up on a couple things that might make your experience on your grill a little bit better. And some of these things are very inexpensive. You don't have to spend a ton of money to be happy at your grill. Let's say you got some grill problems. We're going to fix them coming up in the next few segments.
Yeah, and it'll be everything from hand tools to motorized gadgets and everything to measure your temperature in between. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every Saturday. We're glad you get up out of bed and get out in your backyard, fire up a grill and a smoker, and we're going to motorize your dog when you get back.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
We live it, we love it. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. We're nearing the end of July, and holy cow, has this summer flown by, but been a beautiful summer if you like getting out in your backyard and firing up a grill or smoker, because parts of this state are needing rain. Others are getting too much, but at the end of the day, there's been some beautiful nights when you roll in from work and fire up that grill and throw something on for the family, and stays light till, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. And whew, man, these are great days.
Good year to have a pool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking on Facebook, my friends all around the country, and I notice an awful lot of people putting in-ground pools in this year. And I suppose a lot of my friends are in the pool business, so it might be heavily influenced that way. But I've just got buddies.
Depends who you
talk
to.
Yeah. I've had buddies that have never had a pool that are putting pools in their backyards, and their kids are even gone.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, why not make your backyard everything you want it to be?
Right. When you can afford it, because the kids are all gone now. They're through school, and it's like, hey, I've always wanted one of these.
Yeah.
Rather than a lake house, you put a pool in your backyard.
Well, this guy's, one of my buddies is right on Lake St. Clair, and he's putting a pool right between his house and the beach.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you want to swim in Lake St. Clair or not, right?
But, well, those it's got some pretty good sized muskies in there.
Right,
you might want to watch yourself.
Must be you want to swim in your backyard.
Hey, then. Speaking of wildlife, our buddies up at the Tales of Wagon Acres Hunting Preserve are doing their 11th annual Disabled Vets and Law Enforcement Hunt. They're adding law enforcement to this as well, because those guys are under siege right now. God help them. So 11th annual Disabled Vet Law Enforcement Free Pheasant Hunt. They're expanding it to 5 days. They're going to have 1,200 birds, okay? This is Chuck. You met Chuck Connell before.
I have.
And my buddy Tim up there. And just a good group. They asked for a one-time donation if you want to help. And you can go and check out a way to donate with them. Well, you can send me an email, and I'll send you this PDF. But you can also go to preservehunt.com, and Chuck will send you the same donation.
If you remember a couple of years ago, Barbecue Bob and I did a live remote from up there, and this is so cool because these are guys that can't, that are not able-bodied. They can't get out in the field by themselves, and they've got these little, they almost look like a little bobcat on tracks.
They're on tracks.
But it's not a wheelchair, but it's a chair that when they approach the bird, and they do this with pointing dogs, which is so cool because the dogs will hold a point, just like Gibby. But when the dog goes on point, the chair, they can stand the chair up, and it supports them enough that if they're can shoulder a gun,
that's right,
they can shoot the gun from the chair.
So if you have a disability, by all means, don't feel Don't feel like you can't go up there.
Right.
This thing will take care of you. It's September 23rd through the 27th. It's Tales of Wagon Acres. It's in Marion, Michigan. You can contact them at preservehunt.com or send me and Jop an email. We'll forward on the information to you. But it's open to all vets, all disabled vets, and law enforcement. It's a wonderful organization, and we're going to try and make it there. I think I'm out of town that weekend.
If you're a bird hunter, it's one of the coolest things you.
Oh yeah. They got chuckers and pheasants and partridge. Yeah. It's very cool.
Definitely going
to
be
fun to watch.
Yeah, that's it. It's fun to watch. That's exactly
so,
right.
So you know, we're talking about cool material for the grill, and you have to go to coolmaterial.com to find that. It's a great website. If you've never been there, go to coolmaterial.com and then /cool list, 12 great grill gadgets. Say that three times fast or drunk.
Right.
You can't do it. Here's what caught my eye, dude. Motorized hot dog griller.
Motoring your dog.
Here's why. A couple weeks ago, I was up at the American Legion Post. I'm a member at 311, and I have to grill for the guys.
There's a bunch of
older guys. We've got a Weber kettle, and they got these, unfortunately, ballpark Franks, mm-hmm. and I'm using briquettes with lighter fluid.
They're challenging you, brother. Did everything against
my grain. And I'm not used to using briquettes, and I figured they suck so bad I'd throw extra in there. Well, I had this thing so hot, and it's little bitty tongs. I'm trying to turn these hot dogs.
Burning knuckles, not dogs.
I'll tell you
huh?
what, if you have this motorized hot dog griller, if you got to do a bunch of hot dogs, you throw this thing on the grill, and honestly, hot dogs are a little bit of a pain in the butt. Because you're doing a bunch of them, and you got to turn each one a little bit, little bit, little bit. No, you get this thing; it hooks right onto your rotisserie action, and it'll just cook a bunch of hot dogs for you. And it's only like $39.
So it's kind of like if you walk into the gas station,
exactly,
right? And those nasty little tubular things
that they sell
you to eat.
They're not nasty.
They are at the gas station.
No hot dog is nasty. It's the machine.
It's the machine that's there. Is what I'm talking about.
We have one that we use for. When we have to do the events at the high school stadium, when we, you know, the Boosters Club, we have a big electric one.
A roller?
Yeah.
A dog roller?
And I'll tell you what, those things work really nicely. This would just give you a little smoke with it. So you go to coolmaterial.com and you can find it. They also have a nice little thing there, and there's a picture here for you, Jop, so you can follow the bouncing ball.
By golly, there is.
It's a
now,
gas
if you can't
watch.
See it at home, it's because we're on the radio, Bob.
It's a gas watch propane level indicator. That's kind of cool because my wife texted me the other night and said, we just ran out of a deck's all tore apart, so I'm using my portable. Well, she ran out of gas.
Nothing sucks more than running out of gas in the middle of a cook.
Fortunately, I've got a couple extra tanks there. She was okay, but... had I looked at that or told her about it, she could have got her cook done without having to swap tanks in the middle of it.
Well, and plus this is a safety thing, too, because it also detects leaks. And so you don't have to, like, light a stogie and hold it down there by the valve. And
right.
Hope you don't go blow. But
which is impossible, by the way.
It's just an inline gauge, but it measures the pressure in the tank. And the gauge is calibrated in such a way that you know how much gas you got left. But a lot of guys will lift it up, but you know, if you don't do that real often, you don't know what an empty tank weighs versus a partially empty tank. So you end up not using all the gas, too. You don't ever want to run out, but you want to use most of it.
Exactly.
It's a great little gadget.
Yep. And the next thing I thought of you. This is totally you, dude.
Oh, here we go.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that the grill slinger?
Yeah. Barbecue tool belt.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
You'd just be like John Wayne out there. You strap this thing on. Look, you got your knives on there. You can throw your tongs in there.
I'm thinking it's looking more like village people than it is John Wayne. I'm not going to be doing this, man.
You can put your thermopen in there. And, you know, maybe you've got a dad or a brother or cousin or something that needs a nice little gift for their birthday. That's kind of a cool thing. If you've got limited grill space, you can throw this on, and let's say you need to throw your knife and a couple things in a little tool belt, because basically like a carpenter's belt, but you put your knives and a few things in it, and you can go out to the grill, and you still got you don't have to hold everything. You got room for your cold one.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
That's you, man. I can see you that, you know, tilted to the side, one side tied to your leg. Your big old Bowie knife on there.
I got a big old bow of something here. I don't know what it's going on, but I'm pretty sure I've spent a little bit of time in front of the grill and never had to quick draw out of a holster my spatula make it happen.
So those are some cool things you can, and it's just a cool site. It's called Cool Material. Another good one is Meathead. If you ever check out Meathead, he's got a lot of cool stuff online. Good guy. He actually writes very honest reviews. I have a lot of respect for his blog, and he has a huge following, and it's an online deal. He sells a ton of stuff, but there's actually a lot of great input. So there's some cool places you can go online to get some of this stuff that's a little bit out of the ordinary.
Yeah, Google any of this stuff. You'd be amazed. Well, you're not amazed because you know everybody does it, but the Amazon carries their, you know, because they source it from everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So they're kind of a aggregator of all of this stuff.
I've never smoked an aggregator before.
Well, you got to light it twice. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Dude, I was looking through this magazine, and I found that Weber Kettle was built in 1952. The inventor, George Stephen, manufacturing buoys when he was inspired to cut one in half, add vents, and put a grate in it. It's the original Weber kettle. That thing used to be floating on Lake Michigan, dude.
If you say so. There's probably a few of them in the bottom of Lake Michigan,
well,
too.
Well, the Weber Stephen Company is probably the biggest grill manufacturer in the world. And there's nothing better than a Weber kettle. When I was cooking for the American Legion, it was on a Weber kettle.
Sure.
Just a beautiful little grill.
Briquettes, made a hot fire, and you got the dogs done, right?
Yeah, they
won't. No motorized griller needed.
They'll make a turd.
Yep. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about how important it is to measure your heat. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com. Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6 packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. July, late July weekend, we have been blessed with some just smoking great weather this whole summer. If you're not into heat, you're probably not liking it because this has been a warm one. I remember last summer they were yakking that we never got above 90 degrees once, and I think we've hit it a dozen times already this year, and it's just good. For you with the pool in the backyard and me with a smoker under a shady tree, I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. But you are listening to Grilling Guys, Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob.
Hey, thanks for joining us again. Welcome back. I'm really sorry I was bragging about not having a bunch of mosquitoes this year because the deer fly found out. And now we have swarms of deer fly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean,
those little bastards
like,
bite too.
Like
don't
a cloud comes around your car when you pull up in the driveway. So just open your door, you know, do a slow roll and just tell the car to keep going.
Yeah.
They'll follow the car. You can run into the house.
Now, isn't it crazy? I don't know about you, but they're like swarming your car until you get into the shade of the garage. And then they kind of like stop. So at least that's what they do at my place. So I don't know if they don't like the being enclosed in the garage, but some of them will follow me in. But the swarm seems to stay outside in the where the sun is hitting them.
Is it deer fly?
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's flies with the little yellow stripes on their wings.
Yeah, and, real recently, just a major hatch of them.
Yeah.
And
they suck.
They chased me around the golf course the other night.
Yeah. Maybe that's why your score was better. Right.
No, I had this. Whatever. Long story. My score is terrible. And I are not a golfer anymore.
Right.
So, more cool gadgets. We covered a couple of these. We had a lady on, Allison on from Thermopen, from ThermoWorks, a few weeks back to talk about some of their new products. And really, we got stuck on the Thermopen MK4. And, I think that's still one of the coolest new products. You and I have been using Thermopens for a long time. What I like about the new one is that the screen actually flips no matter what direction it's in, and it's backlit because right. A lot of the time, and especially in Michigan, spring and fall, winter, it's dark out quick, and you've got to see that temp accurately, and with it flipping no matter which way you're holding it, I really think that's awesome. It's $99. You can go to the Grillin' Guys website, and the lower bottom right-hand side, you'll see the ThermoPen link. Click on that link. You can see everything they have, and it's the exact stuff we're talking about right here.
Links you right to the spot where you can order it.
Yeah, if you want to buy it, you can order it, but you can just research it there too.
Right.
The thing that they're actually going to, because we're talking about them, they're going to send us a couple of these, Jot. The ThermoQ, it's the new two-channel thermocouple alarm. Now, this is like a ThermoPen that you're going to put probes in, and will sit next to your grill and just report the temperature to you. And it's going to alarm you with an audible sound when you reach the temperature you set it at. So, like, if I want to wrap my butts at 155, I'm going to set 155, put a probe in the biggest one. When the internal temp in that butt is 155, it's going to start squeaking. And I know it's time to get back out to the smoker.
Right.
You can do the same thing if you got a big piece of meat on the grill and you're slow grilling it. And you want to get that thing to, 135 or 140, 145, whatever you're trying to get it to. You know, you got to go inside. Have you ever overdone a steak?
Oh, absolutely.
This will keep you from doing it.
Right. Very good. And overdone meat.
Chicken.
Is terrible.
Yeah.
That's why we're, I think we're probably rightfully accused sometimes of beating the ThermoPen drum a little too loudly. But at the end of the day, temperature is everything when you're grilling.
It is.
And if
it's time and temperature,
things,
that's all that you have to be really good at.
Right. And if you overcook things, you're going to have bad results, and then you're going to get depressed, and you're not going to do this again. If you only get one tool for your grill,
yeah,
get a digital thermometer.
You'll look so much better.
Right. Your product
and,
will come out much better.
And this is they're from Utah. It's a great company. They have a new product for $49. It's called the DOT, and it's a probe-style alarm thermometer. And it's got a little magnetic holder, and it's ultra-simple to use. You get the alarm. It's only got two buttons on it, so it's simple. You get the Pro Series probes that are good up to 700 degrees. It's got very large digits. So if you're a ways away from your smoker, you can still see it. You don't have to run up and have a little
bitty.
Somebody
that wears big gloves?
Well, yeah, I suppose if you want to do that, you can do that.
Right. Not those digits?
No.
That you're talking about?
And it's, splash proof.
The difference between the other one that you mentioned is one has two probes and one has one. So if you're doing two different kinds of meat, you get the little ones a little more deluxe. You get this little dot, it's called, that it'll work for one type of meat. So same system, just a single versus a double unit.
Yeah,
pretty
and that one's $49 bucks online.
Right, yeah.
But the Q is the bomb.
Yeah.
I want the Q.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll send you one, Bob, because they love you,
I hope so.
Yeah. So what else we got going on the gadget world, man?
Well, I know you've got a whole list of gadgets you wanted to yak about, so
well, you
have
know,
at it.
One of my favorite things to do on the grill, especially in the fall season, but I do them in the summer too, is kebabs. And one of the issues with kebabs is that they some things get done quicker than other things, so you got to turn them quite a bit so that you don't burn something. And I'm a fan of the metal rods. Now, you can't touch them with your hands.
Yes.
But the wood ones burn up, or you got to soak them.
Well, the handles always fall off.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And what do you mean by the handle is the part that doesn't have
the
meat
wood.
On it.
The
right.
wood.
The part that has the wood on it, or the meat on it, usually doesn't catch on fire, but the part that doesn't always catches on fire, and you grab it and it breaks off.
Where are you going with this?
I'm going with this is that get metal skewers and be careful. And if you look on Amazon or the cool materials, you'll see that there are racks for these metal skewers, and it gets them up off the fire, and they're still warm, but they might not be as hot as they would be if they were laying
on the
grill.
And the meat, if you're doing chicken breast kebabs,
right.
they always stick to the grate,
right.
so that will keep it from sticking. A lot of the stuff wants to stick to the grate.
Right, exactly. And if you're not into cooking with, you know, extra virgin olive oils from our friends at Old World Olive Press, then you're going to want to elevate this stuff a little bit, and then maybe let it. And you can these racks allow you to turn them too easily because they're only attached on one end, and they just roll over.
I'd have to say that's one thing I don't have. Now I'm going to go get one.
Well, I think that I found the Christmas gift for Barbecue Bob. There we are.
If you can only remember for
right,
six more
I
months.
I won't. I'll default to the
12-pack
of beer.
Honey, if you're listening,
yeah,
I need one.
Right, yeah, exactly. But anyway, jalapeno racks, those are great. I love stuffed jalapenos. I saw some on our Facebook page that you did the other day. You cut them in half lengthways and made
yes.
little boats on them.
I made them for the Spaniard.
Did you?
I made them for Christina, yes. It's the one vegetable she would eat is a jalapeno.
Yeah.
But she made it clear she was not Mexican, but she would eat them anyway.
Okay, did they have meat in the center?
Yeah, I just used taco meat.
Right.
So they worked out great. But yeah, I said, do you like stuffed jalapenos? She goes, I am not a Mexican. I said, I didn't ask you what nationality you were. We know you're from España.
Yeah.
Do you like jalapenos?
This is your exchange student that's
yes,
spending
I
the
do.
Summer with you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So interestingly enough, she's a teenager and she really doesn't like vegetables. She's pretty much a carnivore.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's because she's from Spain or just because she's that cool.
Well, you know, a cool thing about Spain is it's one of the best foodie countries in the world. They have three of the top 10 restaurants in the world in that little country of Spain.
Yeah.
With that little population.
Did she bring any leftovers over with her?
No.
Damn.
No, they are a huge foodie nation. So it is surprising she doesn't like vegetables because Europeans tend to be really good eaters.
She's young. She'll figure it out.
She's just a baby.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the Schmoheken Fest. You're going to want to put this one on your calendar because our friends at Schmo's Brewery are throwing a little party, and we're going to tell you all about it. You're going to want to be there. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Hi. Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've been talking gadgets and thermopens and all kinds of stuff, and one of the areas of your grill that is probably second most important to the burner is the grate. And if you don't take good care of the grates, which is the piece that actually comes in contact with the food that you put on the grill, you're going to get stuff sticking, you're going to get stuff burning, and if you let them go long enough, you're going to get rust and the flake off the grill, and none of that is any good. And in true Grilling Guys fashion, we went out and we're looking around and trying to find a solution to that problem. And Barbecue Bob, what'd you find, baby?
Well, there's a product that a friend of mine's been selling for years. I've actually used them a long time ago, but I've never had the need for them simply because the grills I have always had pretty even heating surfaces. But there's a company called Grill Grates, and on the grilling line right now is the founder from Georgia, Brad Barrett. Welcome to the Grilling Guys, Brad.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? But I can't understand why you don't need grill grates. I got to jump right in there. And
well, I probably have one grill that could use them, but I can't say the brand.
Because we think from any grill's perspective, we can add something. But anyway, let's talk. What's up?
You probably can. And Jop's here with me. And Brad, is how long have you been in business? 8 years?
Yep. Actually, this is our ninth year.
Nine.
We'll turn 10 on November 7th. See, I know the date. But anyway, yeah, it's been a while.
And you're from a town in Georgia. Where's that?
Cartersville, Georgia is where we ship from. Our manufacturing location is in Beloit, Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we manufacture in the USA, which is a very important thing these days.
Hugely important. Yeah.
And it's nice because our product, I mean, all over, we should be a rally cry for the state of Wisconsin. We anodize them in Green Bay. We get boxes up in Wisconsin. It's a big supply area. We go up there all the time.
So, Brad, if for our listeners that don't know, your name is perfect because it's self-explanatory, but break down what a grill grate is and why they work.
Sure. I mean, grill grate is a product, and it's also the name of our business, and it's quite frankly a superior grilling service. In the past, I mean, the grilling service's job was primarily one thing. Well, two: hold the food and don't rust. And the don't rust part's hard, as I heard, you know, you do intro, but holding the food isn't enough because if you have flame out of control, boom, there goes that cook. The drippings are slip away. They go and they turn into fire starter, and it is flavor, but it's quite a ways down when those drippings hit the coals. So grill grates is a raised rail design that's designed to do a better job of cooking. It is actually, you know, it's additive to the cook across any grill type. The drippings are kept really close to the food, just under it. They drip down and explode back into flavor. So it's like a flavor amplifier, evens out the heat, and it stops a lot of the flare-ups that are pretty common in a lot of grills.
And that's not cool. And the cool thing that I was keen to your product on the first time I saw it at Danny's shop in Willamette, Illinois, backyard barbecue,
sure.
Is those troughs. You've got the elevated grates, but then below each one is like a trough, Jop, and there's a little slot in it. And so the fluids and greases drip in kind of calculated areas. You don't get a steady stream all the time. Like a real fatty spot in a steak will give you a fire right there because there's so much concentrated. This disperses the fluids, and it spreads it out, creating more smoke because a lot of the fluids are actually turned into smoke, so they never even have to drip in. But what it also does is if you've got hot spots on your grill, this thing evens out the temperature. So you no longer have hot spots. You no longer have grill flare-ups and fires. And let's say your grate is shot on your grill. Don't go to your manufacturer, especially if you've got one of those Chicom pieces of junk grills from the big box store. You can buy some American-made grill grates, throw it on that crappy grill, and voila, you have a beautiful grill all of a sudden, thanks to Bradley.
Experience. Brad, right. You know what? I need you to send me a 24-pack of these things because here's what happens. Here's what happens, man, is, hey, Jop, you're a grilling guy. Come on over and cook for us this weekend. You show up at this unnamed person's house. He's got this piece of junk grill, and he throws out these steaks that are marginal, and he's like, hey, work your magic, grilling guy. And you're like, oh, man, I got one hand tied behind my back already. And then when you put him on, he doesn't tell you he's got a hot spot. You find it. Right, and you hope you get to serve that steak.
Oh, you want to open up a retail outlet in your car, is
right?
What you're saying.
And I'm just going to carry him with me, and then the next guy that comes over, I'm just going to set. I'll be over to grill, but I'm just going to use these if you don't mind. I'm just going to. Oh, you brought your own grates? Yes, yes, I did.
So these things
believe
are so effective.
We have a lot of people traveling with us, believe it or not.
I mean, I'm sorry about the rant, but it happens more often than I care to admit, and this would help solve a problem because it's usually hot spots and worn out grates.
But Jop, here's how effective these are. I've seen these right from new manufacturers. You've got pellet grill manufacturers that are putting these on as their brand new grills.
Correct. We're now selling several grill companies. We actually have seven OEM grill companies that are buying the product because it's a better grade. And in the pellet world, it actually amplifies the heat quite a bit. We can add 100 degrees at the grill surface, and that takes them into the magic zone or better searing, better marks. I mean, let's face it, a steak off a pellet grill is not a pretty thing.
No, that's right.
No offense to my pellet buddies.
And I'm so glad you called because this is a great conversation.
Oh, my God.
How many times
you heard that
too
one,
easy.
Brad? I do have a question for you, though. What are they made out of? Why do they work so well?
Okay, well, first of all, you're right. The metal makes a difference. They're made out of hard anodized aluminum, and aluminum is much more conductive. It acts as a heat exchanger. Cast iron, the heat sinks, so it absorbs the heat, but it doesn't transfer it well. Stainless does nothing well except doesn't rust. Stainless is non-conductive, it's terrible. But I want to go back to one point, though, because when you talk about drippings, there's the secret of it all. And that's really, if I had to say, if there's one thing that makes grill grates different than any other grill and why they grill so much better, it's drippings. We've even coined a word for it. We call it dripology. And when you watch a drip come out of a piece of food or a piece of, you know, that oil, and that's a lot of flavor right there, and it hits an inch below and explodes back up into moisture. It isn't just smoke. It's moisture. And it coats that food with all that added moisture. So that's, and the flavor is there. Flavors from drippings and only from drippings. Has nothing to do with the fuel source whatsoever.
So I bet if you were gonna grill breakfast sausage that's really greasy, grill grates would make you the star because there's something. Bacon and breakfast sausage are really tough to do on the grill. I bet the grill grates are perfect for that.
Bacon, I mean, they should put a fire warning on the label, do not grill,
right,
when you're buying it from the store. But yes, in fact, with bacon, that's something that you can do with grill grates. I mean, we'll put 6-8 strips of bacon right on the grill grates. You'll get a little flare through, but then it all goes back. It's extinguished. So it's grilling bacon is something I probably do on a weekly basis.
Okay, so people can find your product at grillgrate.com, and you're going to find all kinds of products on there, and you've even got a couple new products.
We're derivative. What you're seeing now is we're moving more into the indoor piece. We've got a product for your oven. We've got a new product coming out for skillets. We've got a product for griddles. We're selling into restaurants now where grill grates without the holes going on top of flat tops and griddles can convert a flat top and a griddle into a grill. And that's
awesome.
That's going really well. So the indoor segment, the professional segment are both growing segments for us.
Brad Barrett, you're an American success story. We're so happy you're on the Grilling Guys, and we're going to talk to you again. You got to go to grillgrate.com. Check out these things. They are Grilling Guys approved right out of the chute.
And we will be taking care of your grills, my friend, Bob, because we have to change that on your we got to give you.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you got us early.
Yeah.
Now you got to see where we are now.
Brad, you're the first and only dripologist I've ever met, but we appreciate your time and giving us a little insight on the Grilling Guys. And get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and we'll look forward to talking to you again here in a few weeks. So,
my pleasure. Thank you very much for the invite, guys.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Great guy, man. A lot
of
fun.
Oh, you had to, didn't you?
I did. But he is the grill great man, a dripologist, and it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Yeah, and if you're a real man, you got to get yourself a pasty at Vicky's Bridge Street Pasties in Saranac, Michigan. Check them out. This one goes out to my brother. It's a violation of man law number 20, and that is using the letter K to return a response to somebody in a text.
Is that a substitute for yes or okay? Or
yeah, it's a substitute for okay.
Yeah.
You can't hit O and K. Yeah, a K, substitute. Man law, violation number 20, using K in a text to another man. Can't do it.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. We got one more little round of tips for you, and that's keeping your Q warm when it's done early. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You know, one of the perennial problems that we have as Barbecue Bob and I get around and do some parties for some of our friends, and we get in catering gig once in a while. We're really not caterers, but because we do a little barbecue every now and then, we'll go help some people out. And one of the challenges that we always have, Bob, is we've got to get food done ahead of time, because when we're feeding the masses, large groups of people, we don't have the opportunity to go there and cook it on site. When it's barbecue, it's 12, 14 hours at a time. We're not going to the gig the day before. So we got to cook this stuff off and then figure out how to keep it warm, and when we're ready to go serve it, you know, sometimes 2, 3, 4 hours away,
yep.
Especially in the fall when we're doing tailgates. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are Coleman owes us some royalty monies because we promote the 5-day cooler so much. But once again, we're going to go back to that 5-day cooler, and we're going to put our warm items in there. You asked me in another show maybe last week or for show prep how long you can keep food ready and warm and safe for a gig. If you're above the danger zone, if you're keeping that food above 145 to 150, you can literally sustain that temperature of like 180. Like if you pull your butts at 195, after 10 hours in a 5-day cooler, they're still going to be at 190, 188. So they're going to be incredibly warm. You can, if you have to throw a quilt over it or something to keep it a little extra warm, you've got a good day in a five-day cooler where your food will be way above 175. So it's incredible how long you can store food in those things. So if you're talking about going somewhere and doing some butts early and then doing something else before you go, you might have a 12 to 15-hour period of time where you'll have to keep some butts or chicken or whatever it is. Just make sure you're up to temp and you're above 160, 165 on chicken. If you're up in the real high temps, it'll just keep it really safe for an extended period of time. And it keeps the hydration in there. A good cooler that with a good snap lid, and the 5 days by Coleman are great.
And they're not expensive.
No.
I mean, they come in variety of sizes.
$50.
Yeah, and the other tip that I would say is the same one you use when you're smoking is if you ain't looking, you're not cooking if you're looking. You got to get that meat in there and leave the lid shut.
Yes.
Don't pick it up.
Don't let people play with it.
Don't let people play with it. Snap that lid shut and open it for the first time when you get where you're going.
Yeah.
And all that heat will be kept in there.
It's still going to burn your hands. You're going to have some pulling gloves on because it's going to be incredibly hot. After 12 hours, you're going to pull a butt or a brisket out, and you're not going to be able to handle it. It's going to be so stinking hot. And do not pull that butt until you get to where you're going to eat it, because all that moisture will be trapped in the thing. It's all intact. And again, you got a beautiful presentation. You pull the foil off that thing, and the seagulls start flying around you. The coyotes are circling you, and you've got a gorgeous hunk of protein in front of you, which most of you are used to.
Right, and that makes it the visually appetizing as well as the flavor.
That's right.
Is when you can open that up in front of people, that heat has been compacted in there, and it won't hurt it if that pork butt, if we're talking about that, stays at 180, 185 for 10 or 12 hours. You're not doing anything bad to it whatsoever.
No.
You're just preserving it. It's when you bring it down to temperature and bring it back up and down and up, that's when it starts to break down.
You don't want it to get below 145 and start building any bacteria up.
But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We really appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Make sure you get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, smoker, even that deep fryer, and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we appreciate you tuning in.